The Happy Hollow Park and Zoo is welcoming some new additions to their family. Four Chacoan peccaries, the animals who were once thought to be extinct, are now among only 3,000 left in the world. And for more, we are joined in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Amber Rindy, zoo manager at the Happy Hollow Park and Zoo in San Jose. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be here.
I've never heard of a Chacoan peccary, so describe it for me.
Yeah, so they're pretty unique individuals. They are pig-like in appearance, although they have coarse, bristly hair, which helps protect them in the scrub bush habitat they navigate in the wild. They've got tiny little tails, small rounded ears, and small feet that help them navigate that rocky terrain that you'd find in the Gran Chaco.
Where is the Gran Chaco again?
So that is in South America. It encompasses parts of Bolivia, Argentina, and Paraguay.
Okay. And what do they eat?
So they eat, in the wild, they would eat cactus, roots, fruit. Here at the zoo, we feed them lots of greens, vegetables, hay. Special treats would include things like cactus pads. That's something that they would find in their native habitat.
Take us back into the 70s when we thought that these species were extinct. How did they discover they were not?
Yeah, so they were known only from fossil remains at the time, and scientists in the area saw them. They since then created a breeding program in Paraguay called Proyecto Tagua that helps cooperatively manage the breeding. After that, they were brought into zoos in North America and the United States to help with that process.
Have they arrived at the zoo yet?
They sure have, yeah. They've been here for a little over a week, and we are loving them, just getting to know their individual personalities.
Oh, tell us a little bit about that. Do they have different personalities, or do they act the same?
They definitely do. They have these animals have a dominance hierarchy, so there's individuals that we're getting to know as the more dominant, so that might be the individual that's, you know, getting to the food a little faster or trying to dominate the food a little more. And then one of them is definitely coming off as the more shy in the group. So, yeah, we're just getting to know them and kind of see how that dominance hierarchy plays out.
Have you brought them out for the public yet, or are they still being held?
We have, yes. Okay. So if you come to the zoo now, they are on habitat in the lower zoo. So you can absolutely come and see them when we're open.
And so they are not nocturnal?
They are not. They are active during the day. They do have access back into shelters as well, but I'd say 99% of the time, they're going to be right out there for the public to see.
Really exciting. Just off topic here, because we've learned to navigate the pandemic so far. How did you guys handle that, and how is it going, the recovery?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's great having people back at the zoo. I mean, we're fortunate that we're in an outdoor environment, so people feel safe, you know, walking around. Animals, you know, it was adjustment both with and without people after not having people for a while, and you walk by the habitat, you know, you get extra attention, they're extra alert and watching what we're doing. But yeah, we've been open for quite a while now, and we welcome you to come on out.
So full capacity?
Full capacity, yes.
Okay. Amber, thank you so much and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Amber Rindy is the zoo manager at the Happy Hollow Park and Zoo in San Jose.